Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, January 3rd, 2025. The Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife is asking the public to assist them in their efforts to restore the New England cottontail rabbit population in the state. They say, quote, "The New England cottontail is Maine's only native true rabbit and was once common in southern Maine. However, the populations have declined dramatically in Maine and across their entire range due to habitat loss. Today, they are known to occur in just 7 towns, Cape Elizabeth, Scarborough, Wells, York, Kittery, Elliott, and Kennebunk, with a statewide population of less than 400 individuals. The Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife is working with partners to restore Maine's New England cottontail population, but we need more eyes in southern and coastal Maine. If you see a rabbit that might be a New England cottontail or an eastern cottontail, a non-native species that resembles the New England cottontails, they want to hear about it. They say please take a photo to submit when possible and take note of the date, time, location, what habitat the rabbit was in, shrubs, forest, backyard, etc., and characteristics of what led you to believe it was a cottontail. They ask that you please not report known snowshoe hares, and they also expect that most sightings will be in southern and coastal Maine. To find more information about what to look for and to report your sightings online, go to maine.gov/IFW. The Rhythm Sanctuary returns to Belfast this weekend. They say the Rhythm Sanctuary honors inner power, releases what's holding us back, and also it's a ton of fun dancing together. They hold the dances on the first Saturday of each month from 6 to 9 p.m. at the First Church in Belfast on Court Street. For details, go to becountercurrent.com. A fly tying group called Flies and Ties is open to anyone interested in fly tying and fly fishing, promoting fly fishing, conservation, and having fun. They meet every other Sunday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Machias Savings Bank in Bar Harbor. The next meeting is this weekend. Bring your own tools, materials, and snacks. And for the schedule and more details, go to Downeast Trout Unlimited website, which is downeastttu.org, or visit their Facebook page. Today's 4 p.m. local public affairs show is Conversations from the Pointed Firs. This month will be a rebroadcast of an interview that originally aired 2 years ago featuring Martha White. Host Peter Neal talks with Martha White about the life and writings of her grandfather, E.B. White, author of Charlotte's Web, Stuart Little, One Man's Meat, and more, and frequent contributor to The New Yorker and co-author of The Elements of Style. In 2006, Martha White edited the revised and updated letters of E.B. White, published by HarperCollins, and since then has completed 3 more collections of E.B. White's work. She has offered her guidance to the Skidoffa Library in Damariscotta, Maine, for their authorized publication of Chickens, Gin, and a Maine Friendship, the correspondence of E.B. White and Edmund Ware Smith, Downeast Books 2020. Be sure to catch that interview on Conversations Through the Pointed Firs here on WERU today at 4 p.m., and you can also download it later or subscribe to podcasts at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.